Okay, we are actually on Pizanim and Bays, still at the Gemara. Had a long conversation about the woman whose husband goes to Midas Hayam and the distinction between whether there are two eighteen.com and let her know that her husband passed away and she gets remarried, so then she's in very good shape even if he would come back because she had two eighteen, but if she gets married, Alpi Bezdin, meaning that Bezdin allowed her to get married because of the fact that she was relying on only one witness, so then the original husband comes back, then all kinds of, you know, it's bad news in general. So the Gemara is now going to take a look at this issue of Shalom B'Shus Bezdin, and really the issue of Eid Echad. So the Gemara says as follows, Midikatani Seifa Nisei Shalom B'Shus, said since the end of the Mishnah told us and talked about what does it mean if she gets married without Rishus, Muterech Lachzor Lo, then if she, and the first husband comes back, she is nevertheless permitted to go back to the first, she can't stay married to the second husband, but she's allowed to go back to the first husband, even though she was with another man. So what does that tell me? Shalom B'Shus Bezdin, Ela Be'edim, sorry. Migatani Seif Anisha Shalom B'Shus Muteres Lachzor Lo, Shalom B'Shus Bezdin, Ela Be'edim, right? She's meaning it, the whole point is that if she gets married, Shalom B'Shus, right? She's allowed to go back to her husband. So Shalom B'Shus Bezdin, what does that mean? It must mean Be'edim, means there were two witnesses, right? She doesn't need, quote, Rishus Bezdin in the sense. By the way, it doesn't mean that she doesn't go to Bezdin and the Edim aren't accepted. But the point is that she didn't need the permission of Bezdin, right? Because she has two Edim, Mechad HaReisha B'Shus Bezdin, Ube Eid Echad. Right, the implication is that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the Isha Shalach Balam Dias Hayam, etc. And they come and they tell your husband passed away and she gets married, all that whole story, that must be Bishus Bezdin Be'ed Echad. Right? Because otherwise if it's Shayidim, then what's the Sefer talking about? So Alma Eid Echad Neman. So what do you see from here? You see from this Mishnah a very fundamental concept, the idea of Eid Echad being Neman, that sometimes you can trust one witness, okay, and that's very strange because the Torah always told us that you need shtei edim, right? That if it's two edim, so then everything goes in Bezdin. What where's this concept of eid echad? Well, that's what you see from the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to give a proof. Tanan namin, I'll tell you a proof of this. A Mishnah that supports this claim, because the Mishnah says as follows: Huchsiku liyos masiyan eid masiyan ad. Eid mi pi eid, v'isha mi pi isha, v'isha mi pi eved, u'mi pi shivcha. Right, that it became a chazaka, became a normal thing to allow people to get married, to allow women to get married. Why? How? From one eid who's giving testimony from another eid, being it's something that they themselves didn't even see. Right, they're saying, "Oh yeah, he told me that he saw." Right, v'isha mi pi isha, or a woman giving testimony from another woman who told her, and that's also surprising because again, women are typically pseudo slip for edus. The isha be eved, and isha can even say, "I heard from an eved," and eved also is not allowed. It's possible from edus. Nevertheless, a woman hearing from an eved can be accepted. We be shifra, or if she heard it from a shifra, right? So ama eid echad meheman. So what do you see? You see that one eid is neheman. Even more than that, you see even eid echad who himself is not typically even accepted as an aid, is going to be accepted. Okay. Utnan nami, and I have another Mishnah. Eid echad omer achalta chalef. Vahu omer lo achalti. So an eid echad says that this guy ate some type of forbidden fats, and he says, not true, I didn't eat them. Potter. Right? The guy does not have to bring a korban. Time of the omer lo achalti ha ishtik behemen. Right? I mean, what's the reason in that case the guy doesn't have to bring a korban? It's because he said back, not true. He said back, I didn't eat chalef. Ha ishik, if he would have been quiet and said nothing, the aide comes and gives testimony, this guy ate chalef, and the guy says doesn't speak. Meheman, it sounds like, right, in that case, we would trust the aide. Alma, aide echa meheman. So you see from here that one witness is believed. Fine. So the Gemara says, well, but how do you know that? So, midaraisa minolan. What's the proof? What's the proof of this concept that one witness can be believed? So says the Gemara as follows. The Amar, sorry, Tetzanya, Oh, hoda ilav chata so. Velo shiodi uhu acherim. Right? What's the case? The case is talking about a situation where someone is found out, right, that he did some type of avera, that he's required now to bring a korban. Right? So, oh, hoda ilav chatas, or it becomes known to him his avera, or he's required to bring a chatas. Velo shiodi uhu acherim. Right? But not that other people tell him. Okay, so what? Yachal afa bisha eino machisho yehe pater. So it might be even if he doesn't, contradict them, he'd be pater anyways. Tam lomar oh hoda ilav mikol makom. No, meaning even if they tell him and he says no, it doesn't make a difference. He's still going to be chayev, right? So what they're talking about? Hey chidami, what's the scenario? Ilema da asu trei velo kamachish lehu. If it's a scenario where two edim come and he doesn't contradict them. Kralamali, what do you mean pasuk for? I have pasukim already that tell me that if two edim come and say something about somebody, that it's accepted as true. So I need a pasuk to tell me that they let him know and he didn't respond. Right? That's obvious. Right? Elalav chad. Right? Vechilo kach machish le mehemen. Right? It rather must be a scenario where it's one aid that came forward, and the fact that, and since he doesn't respond and doesn't contradict him, he's believed. Shema mina aid echaneman. So you see that one witness is believed. And again, here the Gemara is trying to bring a proof from a pasuk that, or at least a source maybe, that this concept of aid echad is nem. Fine. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. How do you know that the reason we accept the Eid Echad in that scenario is because we believe one witness? Is that why? Right, meaning we have a different concept in halacha, which is that if someone says about you, you know, whatever, in this case, you ate chilef, right? They come over to Reuven and say, Reuven, you ate chilef. And Chalev and Reuven doesn't say anything, right? But he didn't eat Chalev, right? But he, you know, or, I shouldn't say, but he didn't eat Chalev. But they say you ate Chalev, and he says nothing. He's standing there, and they're like, Reuven knew, doesn't say anything. So what do we assume? You have a concept known as Shtika Kehoda. You say nothing. The implication is that you have nothing to say. That you agree. So maybe the reason why the Eid Echad is believed in this case isn't because you believe one witness, but rather because if anybody would have gotten up. You know, would have gotten up, even someone who shouldn't be believed in general, and would say about me, you did X, and I say nothing. So the reason they're believed is because the implications that I said about myself, it was like I was moda. I was like, I came up and said that I ate chalev, right? So maybe that's the reason. It's not because they're accepted as a testimony, as a witness, but if they would have said it without me there, maybe we wouldn't have accepted it, but because I'm standing there and I say nothing, so we accept it. Not because Eid Echad is believed. It's because I didn't deny it, right? And since I didn't deny it, so the implication is that it's the truth. But again, that's because of me, not because of the witness. So says the Gemara, Teda, the Katani Seifa, Amru Shnayim, because the Seifa of that same Mishnah continues and says as follows. If two people say, I'm Mishnai Machalta Chalev, two witnesses come and say, you ate Chalev, who omer lo achalti, and he says, no, I didn't, pater. So the Tanakhama says, doesn't have to bring a korban. Okay, two witnesses said, you ate Chalev, and you say, I didn't. So the person himself says, I didn't eat it. So doesn't have to bring a korban. Rabbi Meir, Machayev. Rabbi Meir says, what do you mean, pater? You have two witnesses. Of course it's a Chayev. So I'm Rabbi Meir, Kava Chomer. I'll tell you why. It's a Kava Chomer. Uma im hevi yuhu shnayim lidei misa chamura. If two witnesses say you murdered somebody, right? This guy murdered somebody, we would kill this guy. I'll pay shnayim edim, right? I'll pay shnayim edim yakum davar. Right? These two edim would be enough to put someone in capital punishment, right? So lo yivu lidei korban akal. So they can't make him bring a korban chatas. How can that be? Right, so he says, of course they're chayiv, even if there's two witnesses, as long as, you know, even if he says, I didn't do it, doesn't matter. The two witnesses that said you did. So Amr lo, so the Chacham respond back to him, no. Umayim yirtza lomar mezid ayisi? He said, no, it's not true. Because I'll tell you why we trust, why we believe the guy, and we're going to explain why this matters in terms of Eidechen in a second. But the response is as follows. The Eidim say, you ate chalef, right? And if they say you ate chalef, what is put into place, presumably, if he did it b'shogeg? Eating chalef is a chi of karis, okay? If I did it b'shogeg, if you did it b'mezid, right? If did it on purpose. If you do it b'shogeg, what's the requirement? If you do something that's chi of karis, and you did it b'shogeg, you have to bring korban chatas, okay? So these two Eidim say, you ate chalef, you have to bring a korban chatas. And the guy wants, if a guy wants to get out of being a korban chatas, what could he say? I did it on purpose. Right? He doesn't have to say, I didn't do it. He'll just say, no, you're right. But because they don't know what's going on in his head. Right? They don't know if he didn't realize, he was in Chetah Hashkacha, they don't know. Right? They have no idea. So he could easily say, and the Eidim can't determine whether he was b'shogeg or b'mezid. All they can see is what he did. Right? So he says, you're ready, but I ate it b'mezid. And so, What can Bezin say? Nothing. There's no response. Right? He could have said that. Okay? He doesn't say that. What did he say instead? He says, I didn't eat it at all. It's not true. What you thought was chalev really was something else. Right? It looks like chalev, but it was kosher meat. Right? So that's what we have. That's the concept in the Gemara known as a migu. Right? Migu, since I could have said something else, and what it would work just as well, I could have said I did it, but made it, and I didn't make that argument. Instead, I just said, I didn't eat at all, so we trust him that he said that he didn't eat it at all, right? Because he could have, if he wanted to lie, it's just as good an argument. He could have made the opposite argument. So fine. So it's funny. The language here, the Gemara actually is not migu. They just say ma'im yirtzalomar, right? Because it's really not a better argument, but it's an equally plausible argument. He could have said migu usually is I could have said something even better. If I wanted to lie, I could have said more than that. Here he's not saying better, just different, right? He could have said that. So look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Uma im yirtzalom amazed ha'yisi." Right? Harei zeneman liftor atzam bikorban. They ain't edim matzulachisha. The edim can't say you're lying if you say, right, to pat yourself in the korban. Why? Beha hilkach I amar nami lo achalti neman. They can't. They have no way of knowing whether you intended or didn't intend it. They don't know what your intention was. Right. So since if he would have said, I was bemazed, he's putter, because the Edom don't know anything about that. And so they're not contradicted by two Edom. So when he says, I didn't eat it at all, he's also believed, right? Fine. So now, actually, continue reading in Rashi for a second. So Rashi is going to say, Umidi fligu beha mechla deresha eid echad omer achalta, etc. The diak mina ha ishtek chayev divriya kohi. No, we'll see in a second. Let's see the Gemara. So Gemara says back, right, no, what do you mean? If you would have said Meizei Yisi, that would have been enough. So that's the machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim. Right? Meir says, of course he's chayav to Eidim. The Chachamim say, no, we can believe this guy because he could have said I ate b'meizei, and we would trust him. So when he says I didn't eat it, so we trust him too. Okay. So Gemara says, Reisha my taima, kama chayav Rabbanan. So why in the first case? Right? Why in the first case did the Chachamim be mechayev him? Right? Here the Chachamim in the Seifa, right? In the case of the two witnesses, they let him off the hook, right? Because he could have said, I ate it b'mezid, so we trust him when he says, I didn't eat it. And even though he's contradicting two Edim. So, but why was it in the Reisha that Chachamim said, if you had one witness, right, who says you ate chalev, and he says nothing, that he's chayev, right? My time had come a chayev Rabbanon, igilem mishum de meheiman. Right? If you want to say it's because we trust one witness, Eid Echad is Neman, Vaha Trei Ba'alma. Right? When it came to two, the Af Agav the Kamachi Shalhu, Inu Mehemni, right? Vekapachi Rabbanon. Right? But what happened we had just had a case of two witnesses where we believe the one guy when he says, I didn't eat it. Right? So you can tell me in the ratio, the reason we believe the one witness is because we trust one witness? No, just two witnesses, even. Right? Right? So Ella, Mishum De Ishtik. So really what's going on here, the reason we listen to the Edom is nothing to do with the Edom with one aid. It has to do with the fact that he was silent, he didn't respond. What's the difference in the two cases? In one case he said nothing, in the second case he said, no, I didn't. Right? So the difference really is whether he responded or not. So what do you see? You see that really that the reason we believe him is because the reason we listen to the aid echad here in that case is really because. So if that's true, that pasuk is not going to be, because again, that was all based on this pasuk, oh, hoda ilav, chataso, that someone let him know, right? And it has to be a case of one witness. So nevertheless, it's not going to work. So Ella Svari. Right, so rather, says Gemara, this learning the idea of Eidecha doesn't come from a Pasuk, it's going to come from a Svar. Right? And Mita Dehavi, Achaticha Safik Shachilev, Safik Shalshuman. Va'asa Eidecha Va'amar, Barili the Shuman who, the Meheman. Right? So what's this compared to? And the Gemara is going to have a number of examples where they're going to reject this and bring it back, but the bottom line is, at this point, you have a piece of meat, and you don't know, is that piece of meat, you know, from the kosher, you know, takeout place or from the non-kosher takeout place, and you don't know. And one person tells you, "I know, I bought it. It came from Halal Express, right?" Do we believe that person? Of course you do. If you look at Rashi, Va'amar barli deshuman hu the meheman v'havade pshitalan desamchin leya. Of course we would like to trust that person. Why? Kol zman shelo nechshad. As long as that person isn't chashud that they don't keep halacha. As long as the person's believed, a person in general who keeps halacha, we believe them. Why? The ilav hachi ein lacha adam ochel mishal chavera. A person can never invite any other person over to their house, ever. Ein lacha adam somech al bnei beso. A person can't even rely on his own family, right? Because we have a concept known as eid echa ne'ma misurin. If you didn't have eid echa ne'ma misurin, no person could ever trust anybody ever. So you see from here, this is the svar of eid echad. We're going to see tomorrow, we'll see if this concept holds up.